Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right. Good afternoon out there, and welcome to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson, and it is hump day, y'all. That means we're in the middle of the week. Now, the way you're looking at it, you can say you got two gone or two to go. Hey, either way, it's the middle, and I hope you're having some fun. And today we got one heck of a topic going on. Our topic is about corporal punishment and whether we should allow that back into our schools. Now, before we get started, we have some technical things we need to handle, if you want to call them technical. Now, if you want to be a guest to call in and join in the conversation, you can call in at 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join my chat room. I do have my chat room open, and we can chat as the show goes on if you don't feel like talking. So, with that being said, are we ready? Let's talk. All right. Now, today, as I mentioned before, we have a hot topic that's going on in our nation today, and it should corporal punishment be allowed back in today's school system? And you know, if that is a hot topic, because a lot of you young parents out there, you know, y'all have your way of thinking about this, and us old school individuals, we have our way of thinking about it. So, with that being said, we're going to go on and kick in and get into this thing kind of deep. And I hope as we get along, you know, as things come up on your mind, call in, send me an email, hit me in the chat room so we can get a good discussion going on about this and see where are we headed with this corporal punishment thing. Now, although almost everyone seems to have, you know, back in the day, everybody got spanked. You know, that's the proper word they're using now, spanked. But heck, let's be real, for us real old school individuals, we got our behinds beat. You know, we got beatings, period. You know, I know now if you say beating, that's a bad word. That's not the politically correct thing to say and get the CPS called on you. But when I was growing up, yes, I got a beating. I don't care what you call it, how you call it, spank, whatever. It was a beating. You know? And what was wrong with that? Why is there such a heated controversy about punishing your kids? Punishing kids, period. You know, and now all of a sudden there's a question about, you know, the effectiveness of it and the wisdom behind spanking your kids. Why is this? You know, it, once again, has technology moved us to this point to where we're not supposed to discipline our children that way? Or how about not just discipline them at all? Because the way it sounds, that's the way it looks like we're going. And why are we doing that? Okay, because the experts said, hey, 9 times out of 10, those experts that's saying you shouldn't punish your kids don't have kids that dang on self because they've been too busy getting these PhDs and DDDs and whatever they're getting. So how you going to tell me whether I should punish my kid or not when you don't have any? So you don't know what we have to go through on a daily basis with kids. Now, I know I like to joke around on Fun Friday and say, yeah, beat them down to the white meat show. But honestly, no, you're not doing that. You're punishing your kid for doing something wrong. You know, in the science world, that's called reinforcement. You do this wrong, I'm going to beat your behind. That's reinforcing the fact that that's wrong and you shouldn't do it again. See, now, I had to go to a scientific level for that. But it's the same thing. You know, or we can do like they do in the Muslim countries, under the Muslim legal system. And that is, you do something wrong, they cut your hand off. You rape somebody, they castrate you. That's considered corporal punishment, but that's not what we're talking about. Only thing we really are talking about, our kids in school that's misbehaving, causing our teachers not to be able to teach the students that want to learn, number one. And sometimes that's all they need to get a student back on track, to get their mind back the way it need to be. But we're going to come back to that. So, once again, the question is, should corporal punishment be allowed back into today's school system? Now, did you know most parents in most countries around the world spank their children at least occasionally. That's right. They don't beat them every day. Heck, some kids don't get beatings for, what, 2 or 3 months. But according to studies in Britain, Canada, China, Israel, Italy, Kenya, Korea, South Africa, and the West Indies, and the United States, because you cannot tell me there's a kid getting beat down every day just for discipline. Now, I know some of you, well, yeah, for child abuse. Well, we're not talking about child abuse right now. We're talking about just plain punishing a kid for misbehaving in school. So let's clarify that, because I know that's something some of y'all just don't want to jump on and harp on and keep going on. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you go into that classroom and you just clown and you won't behave, hey, and you know what? I just thought about that now that I'm speaking about it. Remember back in the day when the principal didn't even have to spank you? Your parents be standing there watching you, and they come get you and beat your butt right there in front of the classroom. What was wrong with that? That didn't hurt nobody, did it? You didn't do it again. Yeah, your friends laughed at you. Oh, well, until their mama came and beat them. So what was wrong with that? And why all of a sudden we can't do it to the kids in school? You know, it's a shame because the teachers are walking around scared of the students. Why? Because we have taken corporal punishment out of class. We have taken the fear out of the school system that, you know, kids know they can do anything and get away with it. Hey, have you seen the size of these kids these days? Those are some huge jokers. And you're just going to give them free rein because they know you ain't going to spank them or whatever, or give them swats? Because at a certain age, spanking is not the word. You need to beat them down. Now, you know, and because so many parents spank their children and the percentage has remained high over the years, you know, they're considering this to be a cultural norm in the United States. And yes, it is a cultural. Hey, it is. You know, I'm not going to say in the United States per se, because I do believe in the African-American community, it's more prominent than what it is in the Caucasian community or the Asian community. But the point is, you do it in your home, hopefully. Now, for those out there that says, no, I don't, I just give them the time out and what have you, what good is time out doing? What good is time out doing? You want to know what good time out is doing? Time out is only giving that child more time to think about what they're going to do next, to get on your nerves. That's what time out is doing. But you think little Johnny over there feeling bad because he's standing in that corner. He may have felt bad for the first few minutes. For the first few minutes, he may have felt bad. But after a while, Johnny started thinking, well, when I get out, I ain't going to stay over here too long. When I get finished, I got some things I can do. Because you ain't put no fear in Johnny. Johnny said, whatever. Heck, it's so bad now. They do something wrong, they automatically go stand in the corner. And you think you really accomplished something, huh? But years later, Johnny grew up, and he going to want to shoot up the whole post office. I'm just saying. Yes, it's a cultural norm in the United States, but I think in some demographics or races, it's more prominent than others. And it's good, but we're talking about our school system. We are not talking about every kid that goes to that school, that's in the school system. We're talking about every kid, not just one, your child, or the principal's child. We're talking about all our children in school together. In school together. Now, you know, I know some of you probably trying to figure out, where is he going? And you probably don't really, how many of you out there actually know what the definition of corporal punishment is? You know, there's a few definitions out there. Now, the one I'm talking about today that pertains to what I'm talking about, states that corporal punishment is the use of physical force with the intention, listen to, the intention of causing a child to experience pain, but not injury. Did you hear that? Let me say it again. The use of physical force with the intention of causing a child to experience pain, but not injury, for the purpose of correction or control of the child's behavior. Reinforcing the fact that you did something wrong, and this is wrong, so let me reinforce it that this is wrong by putting something on your butt. You know, in the old days, parents demanded obedience from their children. And usually followed the adage, spare the rod and spoil the child. And in many cases, that was proven to be true. The bad kids running around the neighborhood, what happened? They weren't getting no beatings. They weren't even getting timeouts back then when I was growing up. Because their parents had no idea where they were. You know, no idea. No, and as a result, there was little discussion about whether it was in the best interest of the child to spank them or to use a switch if they misbehaved. Hey, most cases, if I got a switch, I was doing good. I remember getting hit by stitching cords, broomsticks. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That don't act like you all you don't know. That wasn't child abuse. I did something wrong, and the first thing they got their hands on, they beat me down. And that's what should happen. I didn't do it again. You see what I'm saying? I didn't do it again. So, with that being said, this is what I'm talking about. Why can't we put this back in our school system? Oh, now for you holy rollers out there, I got something for you because I know y'all jumping. Proverbs 13 and 24 says, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. Now, that's out of the Bible. Now, you don't believe me? You want to read the rest of it? Proverbs 13 and 24, the 13th chapter, 24th verse. That's right. Today, I'm covering all issues of this. Yes. I think we should put it back in school. That's my opinion, though. I'm just going to put it out there because I know some of y'all wonder, well, what do you think? I think, yes, we should put it back in school. And honestly, I have given my children's teachers the permission, if he do anything wrong, to handle it. Of course, they give me the old adage, well, we're not allowed to. Well, hell, I'm his parent. If I'm telling you to, then do it. You know, there's a book, Corporal Punishment, is the name of a book written by Miss Nadine Block. And she's a board member of the National Child Protection Training Center. And in her book, she states, spanking causes despair, anger, humiliation, confusion, and also sows the seed of pain. Now, we all heard the old adage, it hurts me more than it hurts you. And that's true. It's hurt me because, number one, I know my child can just go out there and do that crazy stuff he just did. Number two, it hurts me because you know how you whip somebody and every now and then you hit yourself in the wrong spot? You know, man, you know what we're talking about. That hurts too. Okay, I thought I'd give y'all a little giggle on that. But anyway, yes, it hurts me more than it hurts you. And as a kid, you're not going to understand that. You're not going to understand that at all. At all. But we know for sure it does because it's a love thing involved in there. It's a love thing involved in there. You know, I'm just putting it out there, y'all. I'm just putting it out there. You know? So, yes, it hurts me more than it hurts you. You know, and you know, in picking this topic today, I had to do some real research, you know, on this subject. And yes, there is a fine line between physical punishment and child abuse. There's no doubt about that. And you know what? There are 23 U.S. states that allow corporal punishment in the public school system, in their public school system. You know, I mean, if you want to go and check it out, National Coalition to Abolish Corporal Punishment in Schools. Check it out. You'll be surprised. In some form, one way or another, they have corporal punishment. You know, and if you, I know you're talking about, I know it ain't my state. You'd be surprised whose state it is. You want to know what states? Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming. They allow some form of corporal punishment in their public school systems. Now, see, a lot of y'all didn't know this. You know why? Because you didn't take time to check into it. You just took the people's word that, no, you can, they can't do it. In some way in those states, it can happen, and it can be done. And yet, even more, there are certain ones that if you're worried about your child being abused or what have you, they have rules in place to handle that kind of stuff, too, if it should happen. Now, let's be real. Hopefully, none of that will happen. But if it does, they already have things in place. So why can't, I mean, if it's working for these 23 states, what's wrong with the rest of the states? Why can't we bring corporal punishment back? And see, here's the other thing about that. Corporal punishment. What is the hell? Why are we calling it? Let's just say paddling, like we used to say back in the day. Corporal punishment makes it sound a lot worse than what it is. Corporal punishment, like it's so such a big thing. No, it's paddling those students for doing wrong. Ain't nobody talking about slapping them or hitting them with a stun gun. We're talking about hitting them on the butt with a freaking paddle. Is that really going to hurt someone? Huh, is it? Is that going to really make them, have them confused? Is it? I mean, really? Is that going to cause them despair? Cause them to be humiliated, confused? So seize a pain, are you serious? Is that what spanking you the right way is going to cause? If that's the case, then a whole lot of us in trouble. Because we'd have been spanked all our life, and my goodness. Maybe that's why we just so depressed and lonely and angry at everybody, huh? That's bullcrap, people. That is bullcrap. No, that's somebody that sat there and looked at something and have no idea what they're talking about. But see, here's the secret to what's really going on. All right. In all those instances, these experiments were done with extreme punitive associations being done. In other words, it was worse than just a normal spanking you on your butt. It was. So that's where they get these little great sayings from. But if you don't investigate and get into it, then you have some issues. You know, you have some things going on. But my point once again is, two or three swats on the butt side of a kid is not going to hurt them. And then you got these nine, states that just completely, explicitly just will not, they're not having corporal punishment. New York, New Jersey, New York. Are you kidding me? New York? All them clowns running around there, and you talking about you ain't got no corporal punishment, you wonder why. New Jersey. That's why Snooki on TV looking stupid now, because she don't know nothing. Massachusetts. And I don't care if I ain't said it right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, Hawaii, and California. You know, So what is wrong with that? And the, I think the really the beginning part of it is the way it's presented, corporal punishment. It's corporal punishment. You know, we see that word corporal and then punishment behind it. Oh, my, it's just crazy. You know, we lose our mind. But if they change that word to just paddling, you know, I'm sure everybody would kind of won't be so stiff and just calm down a little bit. I mean, what is the issue, people? You know, certain large municipal school districts, you know, some of them prohibiting discipline too. St. Louis, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Minneapolis. You know, similar legislation is pending in Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Alaska. You know, why? Because some dang old politician kid got his behind beat when he didn't do what he was supposed to do. I'm going to tell you like it is. Hey, that's what happened. Somebody important kid got a spanking, and they didn't like it, and they went and ran home and told daddy. And daddy got upset, and so he started a petition. Then the petition grew to a bill and a law and all that other goody-goody-goo-goo stuff. But at the same time that's going on, our kids are running rampant. You know why? Because they know you can't touch them in school. You can't touch them at home. So what you going to do to them? Put them in a corner and tell them to have a timeout. Good. I can think of more things to do now because I'm standing in this corner in this wall just looking at the wall and my mind's still working. It's just a point that we need to think about. See, I think they should be gotten wherever they act up. That's right. If you catch them smoking in the bathroom, handle them right there. Don't let them leave. Let them know what's going on. But y'all ain't paying attention to that, are you? You were because that congressman said it was a bad thing to do. Or somebody got on TV and kept saying it was a bad thing to do. So instead of you doing that, fighting back, you just went ahead and agreed because that's what everybody else was doing. You know, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry opposes the use of corporal punishment in schools and takes issue. They take issue with laws in some states legalizing such corporal punishment and protecting adults who use it from prosecution for child abuse. What the hell? Let's be honest. What the hell was that? Huh? Anybody trying to protect no damn adults? We talking about kids. Huh? But we're going to get back to the adults and the kids anyway. You know, and the Academy joins the National Congress of Parents and Teachers, the American Medical Association, the National Education Association, the American Bar Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and other groups calling for an end to this form of punishment. And I guarantee you, that kid's the worst ones running around you can find. You know, and you be they keep saying, well, we done this study, we done that study. But see, here's the thing about them and those studies. Those studies aren't done in a school, per se. They're not. Those studies are done in a controlled environment to where they overdo the punishment, basically. So, and if you do that, and if you do that, then you realize, yes, that there's going to be some negative effects on that. It is. Now, now back in the day, now this is going on in my chat room now. Back in the day before they came up with corporal punishment, the jails were not overcrowded. Probation was not at a high rate. You could sit in your house with the doors open. Children showed the adults more respect more respect. They come up with this, and look at what is happening now. And you're right. You're absolutely right. No, they stopped corporal punishment and kids got out of control. And it is fact. It's not nothing that's not, that's not been proven. And the person in the chat room is right. Look at our statistics. Over half our young men between 19 and 34 are in prison. So, what are we going to do, people? What are we going to do? See, I'm getting riled up now. I need to go and take a break because I'm about to blow a stack on this thing because we got a long ways to go. We got an hour and a half still to go. And guess what? It's about to get real up in here. So, in about 2 minutes, I'll see y'all. Welcome back to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson. Mm-hmm. And if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join in my chat room. And we can chat, discuss the topic there also. And the topic today is, should we allow corporal punishment back into our classrooms? Now, before I left, I was on the roll, really, and I was getting kind of upset, but I'm all right now. And guess what, y'all? Miss Shasta Cole is back. She's back in here, and now we ready. Yeah, she was sitting out in the lobby listening, but she said she had to get a part of this, too. So you know what? It's going to happen right about now. We're going to let Miss Cole give her take on that. So, Miss Cole, what do you think about corporal punishment being allowed back into the classrooms?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I just want to let everybody know that's not going to happen. This is not back in the day. A lot of old people like to start with back in the day. We're not back in the day anymore, okay? We're in 2012, and that's not going to happen. Nowadays, you see people, kids getting took in for, we in the grocery store, and you just snatch a little Johnny up. Well, now snatching little Johnny up will get you some time, and little Johnny gonna end up in foster care. So,
what you're saying is now you'd rather little Johnny embarrass you in the grocery store instead of you embarrassing Johnny, and later on down life he embarrasses you now because he's sitting in front of the judge about ready to get a life sentence.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that there's a time and a place for everything. And probably to snatch up little Johnny in public and get your feelings hurt, not doing it, you know, would have been you trying to protect yourself. But in the meantime, I'm just saying, we can't do things that we used to do. We can't just snatch Johnny up no more and let him know how we feel, because somebody could be calling the police on you at the very moment that you're doing.
Well,
you know
what? That's my child. And yes, call the police on me then.
Well,
if my child is misbehaving, I'm going to take care of it right then. I'm not going to wait till I get home to where that child has forgotten what he did wrong.
Well, for our sensible viewers who know that it could go further than
that. Oh, now you're calling me not sensible?
Well, I'm just saying. You're making it seem as if it's okay. We don't want to tell people.
Yes,
it's not. We don't want to say, take me to jail because this is my child. No, I do believe in you getting your point across to your kid. I just believe it's a time and a place for everything. It may not be the time at the grocery store in front of every camera in Walmart to do it. You may have to just pinch Johnny real quick. And let him know we can go to the bathroom and talk about this with not a camera.
Peaching,
but I'm just saying, it's a time and a place for everything.
Peaching Johnny is not going to get it.
And you may regret some of the actions that you take. Some people still carry that mind frame. You know, I'll snatch you up anywhere. And
hey,
I bet a lot of parents are regretting it.
Okay, what is wrong? What is wrong? Is Johnny acting up right now? You just steadily told him, you know, because most parents, I know, most black parents, before you get out the car, you give that speech. When we get in the store, don't touch nothing. You're not getting nothing. You bet not running nowhere.
Well, that could be any
No, I'm just telling you, you're talking about any race. Anyway, now, what happens is Johnny gets in there, and Johnny just done started breaking things, and you steady gotta stop Johnny, hold Johnny, quit Johnny. After a while, your jaw get tight.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's wrong with reaching down and hitting Johnny a couple times on his butt?
Well,
I'm not saying take Johnny and slide him down the aisle or nothing, or lock him into a freezer. I'm just saying a couple bye-bye, let Johnny know what you're doing right now is not right, and this is showing you that you're not right, and correct it now.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not opposed to correcting your child.
See, y'all,
opposed to correcting your child. What I'm saying is there's a time and a place for all of that, and sometimes it doesn't have to go as far as putting your hands on your child.
Generation X, y'all. Generation X.
No.
You know, that old technology generation talking right now.
Not really. I believe in some of these surveys that have been taken and some of this research that we say black people. Well, oftentimes black people are the first race to feel like we got to be hitting our kids because grandmama and them said since back when we've been hit. And since we were hit, we hit our own kids. But we haven't stopped to, I don't know how many, you know, real black people stop to do research on whether or not we could be contributing to some of the violence.
We ain't contributing.
Hold on now. You got to be open-minded about every subject and every topic. And we do have a lot of violence within the black community. Do we not? That's something that anybody can agree on all across the board. Could things be contributed by corporal punishment?
No.
I believe it can be deeper than that. And I believe for all the viewers who are listening, I would love for somebody to let us know what they think about that. Because oftentimes I think that the way that we handle our kids can contribute to their upbringing and the way that they behave in their adult life and what they think is okay. You know what I mean? I'm always getting hit. I'm always getting a whooping. It's the things to do. I think you need to have control over the situation. Maybe you should be able to control your child's mind before you start trying to control their body. And controlling their mind means spending time with your kids. Try doing other things. Spend time with them. Instead of whooping them for things, sit down and do a project with them that both y'all can enjoy together. Try some other things.
So what is that going to teach them about what they did wrong?
Well, if they did something wrong.
See, you studying now. What that going to do about teaching them what they did wrong by sitting down and doing a puzzle with them?
Have a seat with them. Have a seat and tell them what they did wrong.
And you think that child really going to be sitting there listening to you?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
So that's
oftentimes we'd be so quick to want to put our hands on somebody else. I don't think that teaches the kid anything positive. If you don't like the way that somebody is behaving or if you don't like the outcome of something, it's okay. Just put your hands on them.
No.
That'll get the results you want. Because that's what we're trying to say.
But no, it's not. It's a difference between what you say and doing is beating up on a kid and disciplining your kid. There's a big difference there.
Well,
disciplining your kid is not taking them and beating them down for 30, 40 minutes.
I'm just saying, yeah,
there's a very thin line. If it's done, you explain to them why they're getting the spanking and what should have been done.
Most of the time it's out of anger. Just think about it. Most of the time it's done at the wrong time. I think before I said there's a time and a place for everything. What I mean by that, there's nothing wrong with chastising your child or getting on to your child for things that they've done wrong. What I mean by time and a place is when they're doing what they're doing, you're upset that they're doing what they're doing. You are upset. You have some anger. You got a tinge. Your level then went up. Your blood pressure then rose some since whatever they started doing that they were doing. So sometimes you got to take a break from that. You have to come back to the child and discipline them, not in the process and in the heat of the moment of what they're doing, because that's when it becomes a thin line between child abuse and discipline. Sometimes you end up doing just a little bit too much because you didn't allow yourself time to process what happened and how to approach the situation. You just thought, oh, I'm about to whoop you. Oh, I'm about to put my hands on you now because you didn't want to take some time, process how you felt about it, and maybe you can come at your kids a little bit better. I'm not saying don't hit your child. I'm just saying take the time to calm down yourself so that you do not hit your children out of anger, because it's a thin line between child abuse and discipline.
That's right. It's a thin line. And you know what? I'm going to get as close to that line I can, because I'm doing something they got no business. I'm beating their behinds. Now, see, that's that new generation talking right there, Miss Shasta. I'm not up for all that. I'm old school. If you punish your child correctly, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about them coming out all crazy.
But punishing your child correctly could come in other methods of things. I feel like, first off, you shouldn't have to use your hands if you're teaching your children the right way anyway. So if I'm using mental, I'm using my mentality or my brain, and I'm teaching my child to use theirs. So I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to learn things. We're going to learn the right way and the wrong way. When things are done the wrong way, we're going to stop and we're going to discuss why it was done wrong, what could be the outcome of if it's kept wrong, and what we can do to fix it. Oftentimes, we skip those steps. We skip them because we're too busy worried about whether or not we finna whoop you. And we got something to prove to anybody around who didn't watch the situation. Sometimes it can go too far. That's all I'm saying. Think about it. Think about it. And oftentimes, Black people are the first. We want to whoop you because such and such said to whoop you.
Now, y'all know you used to get them beatings back in the day. And while you was getting your butt beat, it was being explained to you why you got your butt beat and what you wasn't going to do anymore. And you had better answer when it was time to answer, right? And look at us. We turned out to be productive citizens in the United States of America. But all of a sudden, this new generation comes about again, and first thing they say is, you shouldn't touch your child because it's borderline child abuse and it's borderline this. That's bull crap. I just read in Proverbs. You know, what is going on? You have to punish, and it should be back in the school. It should be. Hey, you know, that is part of it. Look, corporal punishment has been around since the 10th century B.C. Huh? In the book of Proverbs, it's attributed to Solomon, King Solomon.
Okay, that sounds good. And
so
was,
it's been around.
He's right. It has been around in the past. And if we keep living in the past, we're going to get stuck in the past. We are in a new age, and I think the only way, because, you know, I'm a young parent myself. I'm 27, and I feel like a lot of times we are still living in the past as we parent our kids. Maybe if we can get a little current, then we can parent them currently, because we don't live in the past, and some of us, are we not up to date on current things? We want to say, oh, that's the new school, and that's what they do. Well, maybe if you were informed more about the new school yourself, you could parent according to what's going on and how fast they're getting information now. Some of us don't want to be that smart. And I want to use an example from Strauss, Murray A. Strauss. He's the author of Beating the Devil Out of Them. And Erin A. Hyman is the author of The Case Against Spanking in 1997. They're two of the key proponents in the movement to abolish spanking in schools and homes in the United States. They believe that corporal punishment is a significant psychological and social problem. Strauss claims that there are over 80 different studies dating back to the 1950s, which link corporal punishment in children to later behavioral problems later on in life, such as increased violence, aggression, noncompliance, delinquency, antisocial behavior, sexual hangups, and depression. He also claims that the research shows that alternate discipline strategies work just as well. I said that. Sit down with your kids, talk to them. There's others that could work, and you know, unless you are lacking as a parent, so where you can't dig into your kids, you know, then I think you have problems. But he also claims that the research shows that alternate discipline strategies just as well as corporal punishment, and therefore corporal punishment serves no real purpose. Hyman spends much of his time speaking with state legislators and policymakers as he attempts to persuade people that other types of discipline are just as effective as spanking, and therefore hitting children is never right. I kind of agree with that.
And that's a bunch of hogwash. That's what it is. It's a bunch of hogwash. Now, Hebrews 12 and 11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." And it says trained by it. Now, if you put that with the Proverbs 13:24, how can you say you're not supposed to discipline your child?
So the only way that you train your child is by putting your hands on
them? No. See,
that is I got out of that.
See, there you go. That's a new school thing, because that's what y'all want to think. No, what I'm saying is, if your child is doing wrong, there comes a time when, yes, you have to put that rod to them. I don't care who. Now, I'm not saying put the rod to them every day, but there's some time when you're going to have to put that rod to them.
Okay, this is what I see it in terms of. The only time, because I say again, I'm not against, you know, having to discipline your child by a spanking. I'm not against a spanking, which is to the butt. I'm not against that. And the only reason why I see a spanking to be okay is not in terms of if you're doing wrong. It would be in terms of safety. If you're about to do something that you're going to hurt yourself, something that's dangerous, something that could harm you or somebody else, then, yeah, I might have to inflict a little pain to let you know that, you know, that's going to be a painful situation or something, you know, more painful than what you just felt. But that, like I said, that's in case of safety, not for terms of you just doing wrong. If you're doing wrong, my job is to correct you. And I should be able to learn how to communicate with my child on a verbal and mental level they can understand, because they're mine, without putting my hands on them. If you have to talk to your child while putting your hands on them, that means you're lacking somewhere in being a parent. You didn't make the mental connection with your child where they can understand where you're coming from. When I was growing up, my dad, his tone of voice could check us. His tone of voice could put me in check. He didn't have to reach out and touch me very often. What I'm saying is that check. When you have your children in check mentally, you don't have to worry about whether or not you can.
Let's go back. You said back in the day when your father, right?
Yeah.
So you had to go back to the past then to say what?
That everyone doesn't have to be.
But you went back.
Corporally punished.
You went back. Just like you say, we say back in the day. You just went back in the day.
But your back in the day is saying because we got hit, we're going to hit our
kids too. No, what I'm saying is because we got hit, we knew the difference between right or wrong. And next time we thought about it, we remember that beating we got.
Oh, okay. So you don't think you could have learned any other way except for that beating you got?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
And most kids, young kids, they ain't, you can tell them whatever. You know that. They go out the door and forget it as soon as they hit the door.
I think some of us could have learned in other ways. Me, myself, I don't think I had to get beat to learn that. Really, I don't.
Well, yeah, y'all hear what's going on, right?
I had to get beat to learn it.
Now, we got two different views here. She say you can do other things. I say they need to bring it back. What do you think? What do you think? If you want to give your comment, you can down in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com or shoot me a message in the chat room. We'd be more than happy to see what you think about this subject.
Yeah, we need to see what you think.
You know, I am your host, Eric Jackson, and you're listening to Let's Talk. And the subject today is, should corporal punishment be allowed back into public schools? Now, with me today, Ms. Shasta's here again, and we're having a very lively conversation. because she believes that really corporal punishment shouldn't be allowed. I believe it should be. Now there's a huge age gap between me and her, so we're gonna try and get and bridge that today on what we're thinking. You know,
mm-hmm.
But as I said before, you cannot tell me what purpose does it serve for a child to act up in the grocery store. Then you say, well, I'm going to get you when you get home. But by the time you get home, it's 3 or 4 hours later. That child forgot what they did in the grocery store. So where's the reinforcement for saying you were wrong?
You can say you were wrong. No one said you couldn't say I
did. No. You're missing my point. Where was the reinforcement, you know, enforcing the fact that he did wrong and you need to be punished? Not 3 or 4 hours later, because that kid really forgot what he did in the store.
So you don't think you could have verbally told Johnny that he was
wrong? I could tell him, Johnny, you're doing wrong, yes.
Okay.
And then what
happened? Have you and happen? Johnny talked about what wrong is?
Hey, me and Johnny talk about wrong every time we go pull up to the grocery store. No,
because it might help. I mean, it seems funny, but it may help. That, like you said, you get the same speech before you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we had it. Mm-hmm. When you go in here, don't touch nothing.
Yeah.
Don't touch nothing. If it ain't got your name on it, you're not going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, none of the items says Shasta.
Now,
so I doubt if I got anything.
Now,
but we did get that speech.
I don't know. Some items may
have.
Well, no, maybe not in your day. In my day, some of them say Shasta, but I don't know about you.
They still got the names for Shasta. Mm-hmm. Like, you get, what do you call it, sodas? You got your store? Them generic ones?
Hey, folks, we just been joined by Miss Sheila in the studio as well. So if y'all hear a voice talking, that's who that is.
Hold on.
So we having a real lively conversation up in here today. Now, but anyway, back to what I was talking about. Look, here it is. Corporal punishment should be allowed back in the schools. And this is the reason why. Our kids today are just too freaking free to do what they want to do.
So that means if you don't whoop them at home, you're going to send them to school to get a whooping?
Well, hopefully it's going on at home. But if not.
I didn't whoop you at home, but it's all right. Because if you act
up
at school, they can get you.
That's right. Because
it don't work that
because
way.
During
it
the day,
work that
because
way.
During the day, you belong to that school.
No.
Now, like anything
no,
else,
that make a lot of sense.
You know, most school systems that do have, that does have the corporal punishment, it is at the parent's permission
yes.
to do it. But, you know, if you're not doing it at home, then I kind of agree with you. Why are you going to give permission at school? But then again, it may be a parent that's too timid to do it at home.
Yeah, well, that means they need some more help because you cannot depend on the school system to raise your kids. So it could go deeper than that. I bet these teachers don't feel like it's their duty to teach your child right from wrong. That's something you're supposed to do at home, and when they're at school, I can help you reinforce it because they're in my setting.
Yeah, but if you got that child in there in your setting acting up, keeping you from teaching the other ones that want to learn, what are the options?
Then I need to speak with the parent and find out why, if you agree with corporal punishment, why some of that isn't being given at home and why you feel that I need to be implementing that at school. I have my own children at home to implement something on. So why would you be wanting me to do that to your child at school? Do you know how many cases of child abuse come from that? From someone else hitting your child? Do you know how often that comes out now? Child abuse is big. People can say, my teacher grabbed me wrong. Oh, that's child abuse. We about to sue the teacher, and we about to take the teacher somewhere because you didn't put your hands on my child. Johnny had a little red ring when you grabbed his arm today. It's going to be pretty hard for that teacher not to go down for child abuse for that red ring that was on Johnny's arm today. The world is not like it used to be.
In 1977, there was a court case, Ingram versus Wright, that went to the Supreme Court. And basically, the student got several swats and received some bruises from his teacher and the principal. Okay? Now, because it was forceful discipline and he was forced to stay at home for several days. Well, needless to say, his family sued school officials, you know, said they were responsible and cited the Eighth Amendment. For y'all who don't know what the Eighth Amendment is about, it protects against cruel and unusual punishment against the federal government as a defense. Well, the court denied the case because, unfortunately, as they say, the law only applies to convicted criminals and not children in schools. So, with that being said,
and what year was that that you read?
That was 1977.
And we're in 2012.
But that is a precedent that has been set. And believe me,
and
if you go back,
it's laws that have already trumped that.
Well, see, and then again, it's individuals like you that keep going back and saying, well, what about child
but
abuse?
Look,
abuse? I'm right here right now.
We can't.
I'm saying everybody who spanks a child is not abusing that child.
But look, the subject is in the school system.
That's right.
They've already outlawed that in the schools.
No,
school
not
system.
All school systems.
In the majority of schools, I think there are 9. I did my own research. There are 9 school systems or 9 states, only 9, and we have 50. 9 are still allowing some form.
19.
Well, we can look that up.
Yeah,
allowing some form 19. Of corporal punishment.
19.
But I do not think it goes as far as, you know.
They have prayer in the schools, but they took prayer out of the schools.
I mean.
They need to put that back in the school, too. But as far as spanking a child, if you get caught grabbing a child's arm, that's child abuse. Anything is child abuse these days.
I'm just saying that if you touch my child at school, then we're going to have some problems, Miss Morgan.
I'm for child development, so.
Betty Crocker, we're going to have some problems because you touched Johnny today.
You know,
and
now.
I don't know what gave you the authority to be touching my child.
23 U.S. states allow corporal punishment in the public school system.
As of 2001.
Yep. Now, it's 19. The last thing I saw something that said 19 also. So there's still some school districts that actually allow corporal punishment.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that's what I'm saying. If it's that bad, why are we trying to get rid of it?
So one could argue that children are spanked because of behavior problems or that they have behavior problems because they're being spanked. One could argue that.
What about this? What about kids who have disabilities? There are kids who got disabilities that's in these public schools. And these teachers don't know about these kind of kids who's got disabilities like bipolar. And things like that.
That's a good point.
They don't understand that.
Right.
And
they're
they need
the
a special daycare, a special school for kids who's got disabilities. Like DOD kids almost, they go to these public schools.
That's true. Well,
now think about that.
I mean, what I'm looking at in terms of that is that you have other, then you go into kids that have,
like you said,
disabilities.
Yeah.
That have anxiety and different things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with how to handle that type of child, do you just call yourself disciplining them?
No, that's all now. See, y'all done took it to a whole different level. Y'all done rolled around. Y'all done went around the curve now.
But that's why we're not going to, but that's why they're not going to step back into the stone ages.
But see, no.
And let you, and nobody's going to say we're going to whoop the kids.
No, what you trying to say? I lived in the stone ages?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he lived in the stone ages.
Y'all heard her do me like that. I live in the stone ages. What in the world is going on?
Yes.
But no,
that.
If the child has a disability, hopefully this disability has been recognized and identified and they're put in the proper place to where they can be treated as their disability requires them to be.
But it's not, though. These teachers don't understand that.
Well, maybe the teachers, yeah, but I'm not talking about spanking no disability kids,
but
though.
But they do it anyhow, and they don't want to talk to the parents about it. They want to take the law into their own hands. But they can't.
Why?
Because you can't spank a child, you can't discipline a child that has a disability problem. Because you get caught putting your hands on a child that's got a disability problem, then you're up the creek.
Well, yeah.
Especially if they're in the military. Mm-hmm. Anything. You cannot do that.
Okay. Yeah. So I would say, although it is beyond the scope of this show and the amount of time that you really have, there are a few brief suggestions from my side of the fence that I would like to give that might help you eliminate some of the spanking that you do to your child that occurs impulsively. That occurs impulsively and out of anger. Because oftentimes we don't stop to think that some of these people are snapping. What you say right when Johnny do it? Punishing.
That's
you,
right.
You're at the top of your anger.
No, that's
when Johnny did
that's,
what
that's,
he did.
That's not saying you have to be angry. Now, I didn't say you was going to be angry all the time, but if he's doing it right then in front of you, no, you do not let that slide.
Most likely you angry right then.
No,
in
you're
front
not.
Of you.
You're noticing he's doing something wrong. Everybody does not get angry when they spank their child.
No, okay, but that's the point.
Now,
we can't say universally that everybody can do it without realizing that some people are going to overdo it.
Well, heck, in that case then, Everybody that lived in the Stone Age with me, let's go up here and get angry and beat up this new generation so they understand what it do for them.
So,
because apparently somebody's missing a boat here.
Like I was saying, you could redirect your children to a more suitable activity.
That's right. You send them a time out.
Reward children who follow the rules. When you're doing what you're supposed to do, praise the child.
Take them out of time out.
Do nice things for them. Utilize timeouts for short periods of time.
Okay.
Help children to avoid situations and activities that naturally lead to misbehavior. Watch their friends, the company they keep, things like that. Be an active parent in your child's life so it doesn't have to result in you spanking them, but something that you can talk to them about. Remove privileges.
All right. I see I have a caller on the line. Thank you, caller. Well, call back if you can. But as we're going back, me and Ms. Shasta, we just going to get in today, y'all.
Yeah. And I'm going to finish, caller. Yeah, and we're going to give you a chance to call back. Like I was saying, you help the child to avoid situations by having conversations with your child. Remove privileges. There are other things we can do. You can. Things that your child enjoys doing. If you're doing something wrong, you know what, Johnny? When we get home, no Xbox games. We're not going to play Xbox, Johnny, because there are some things that you wanted to get on the internet. Well, I think when we went to the grocery store and I had to ask you two or three times to stop, that substituted no internet privileges after dinner this evening. There are things that you can do to try to change the outcome, allowing for natural consequences to result from negative behavior. Natural consequences. You know, if you want to be out stealing that piece of gum and that police officer arrests you, I'm going to allow that to happen. You know why? Because that's a natural consequence to some wrong that you did. I didn't have to put my hands on you, but the laws did, because that's what results from things that you do, like stealing, that are wrong. Given additional...
Wait a minute. Go back to that for a moment. So are you going to let the policeman take him to jail?
Well, sure. The policeman is not beating my child, and neither... I didn't have to do
it
either.
I don't care.
So what I mean by that is corporal punishment is not going to be... done because my child did wrong. But a form of punishment is.
Yes, that's right. And it's being done right there on the spot. That's my point.
Okay, but what I mean by on the spot, removing privileges,
As in the military, we say on the spot correction.
No. So on the spot doesn't mean I have to hit you on the spot, is what I'm saying. Just because you did something on the spot does not mean I have to raise my hand to you. When you did it, I could let you know. Johnny, what you just did, please don't do it anymore. We don't do that because of this reason. Catch Johnny doing it 5 minutes later. Johnny, when we get home, that's no Xbox. I let him know right then. What you just did resulted in you not getting a chance to do what you want to do.
Now, Johnny got a case of the butt with you, and he going to do it again.
But we don't know that.
Yes, we do.
Let me say something. A lot of times, we parents didn't even think this far. Somebody listening didn't think this far. Let's be honest. Somebody was thinking, let me just put my hands on my child instead of thinking.
Try again. All right, caller, we're going to try you again. Okay, anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, she's what she's saying has some validity to it.
Thank you.
But it makes no sense. It's not, you can do that all you want to, but where's the reinforcement that shows that this is not right? Taking an Xbox game from Orwell, he can go to a friend's house and play an Xbox game.
Well, I would hope that he couldn't if you had more control over your child. something that you might have been able to take was that trip over his friend's house. You might have said, because you did wrong today, you don't get that time to go over your friend's house like you normally do. What you just said, you can change the way that you behave, which will bring a change in behavior of your child. So no matter how you look at it, reinforcement can be in other ways. Reinforcement does not always have to be physical. You can have verbal reinforcement. You can have mental reinforcement, but it doesn't always have to be physical. I'm sure we've all had reinforcement verbally. Somebody reinforced that what we were doing was wrong, and that if we continued, consequences would be the result of what we were doing wrong.
Okay, so what is the consequences if you continue to do wrong? Take more stuff?
If that's what has to be done, yes. We have to look at the age of the child that we're talking about as well. Young children, it may be effective to do some things. Older children, it may be effective to do other things. So we can't speak broadly of all ages of children, but we can say just depending on what's going on. If it's a younger child, a toddler, you might have been able to do the timeout, and they may have learned from that because based on their age, that's the proper punishment for a child their age. If you're a father, I know you can probably remember when your child was 2 or 3. In the beginning, you weren't always looking for physical reinforcement to what you were saying. You might have wanted to find another way to let him know that he was wrong other than touching him. Because at that age, you didn't feel that physical reinforcement was a mode for him to understand at that point.
Oh, he pulled them hands.
Well, so based on a child's age, we'll find different things to do. Maybe that tap on the hand was good for his age.
I mean, as they, speaking of little people, you know, as they go, first thing you teach them is no, no, no. But as they get older, no becomes like a game to them, so you got to start reinforcing with something, so you start popping that hand.
Well,
and
a lot
then
of
they
times...
Begin, they begin to match up with, if I touch this, this is wrong, I get my hands
popped,
my hands hurt.
That's what I mean in terms of safety. When a child is that young, see, you may believe at 2 or 3 that we can pop them on the hand, but some of us may not. At 2 or 3, I don't feel like I need to touch my child yet. I don't feel like that's a suitable age for me to inflict any kind of pain and for them to be able to understand that I still love them behind it. That's a mental development thing, too. At that young age, you don't want to mentally have them on the level thinking that you inflicting pain could mean any more anything else. And at that age, I don't think they understand that. So that's why you don't do that. Hold on, let me finish, though. But I think that's why you don't do that. So instead of me maybe touching your hand, I could redirect you to something else. If my child is going to put his hands in a socket, of course I might tap him to let him know immediately so that he doesn't get shocked or he doesn't get burnt. But I might try something for that age, redirecting children to a more suitable activity. If you are messing with the garbage can in the kitchen or mama's cooking, instead of me yelling and trying to put my hands on you because you're in the kitchen, maybe I can find something that I can allow you to do, so bring the child to that. Here's something you can do, Billy. You want to help me in the kitchen? Instead of me arguing and putting my hands, mix this. Here's the bowl. Here's the spoon. Sit right here on this paper, and you mix this. I redirected the child to another activity that I could tolerate him doing that could prevent any confrontation there. It doesn't have to be that way. Let's try other techniques that may work for us for our children. If we just believe that we got to put our hands on them all the time, that might have been what worked for you, but your child is not you, and other people's children are not you either. So you may be able to talk to your child differently than your parents talk to you.
Hogwash. I say put corporal punishment back in the school.
Where's
and here's
caller?
Why. Because, see, this is what's going on. Just like you say, Billy, and redirect it, soon as she leaves and Billy got some free time to where he can go back and do it again that he got caught doing the first time because there was no reinforcement saying that this is wrong, Billy, Billy going to do it again. Because he has nothing to in his memory to look back on and say, no, when I did the last time, I got popped.
He might.
No.
It wouldn't have to be popped. Last time I did this,
mm-hmm.
I lost my Xbox. And, boy, I know I like to play Xbox. I enjoy when my mom buys me games. So if your parent, if you're teaching the child, then they're understanding what's happening. When I do good things for you, it's because good behavior came from you. I'm rewarding you for your good behavior. That was part of what I said, rewarding children who follow the rules. So if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, I have no problem buying that Xbox game that you want. All day, every day, I'm going to get you what you deserve because you're doing what I ask of you. When you stop doing what I ask of you, that's when I will do things to show you that you're doing wrong without putting my hands on you. If you're older, you can ground older children from certain activities. No after school, no football, no basketball practice today. That hurts, don't it? You feel part of a team every day. You got to miss practice because you didn't know how to behave in class. Now, that affects everything. You ground them from certain activities or friends. And above all, communicate and reason with your children about what the problem behavior is. Give your kids more credit than you do. You don't have to put your hands on them. Try reasoning with your child. They are of you. So something negative or something about you is in them. Look at yourself.
Why am I reasoning with a child? I mean arguing with a child.
Reasoning with your child could be a mode of teaching them. It's not that you letting them have the upper hand. It's that you're teaching them and you want them to learn. So you got to break it down and be receptive to a child. So much so that some people tell you when you speak on with younger children, get on their level. They'll tell you to bend down to a child's level and speak to them. Why? So that they'll understand you. You don't always got to talk over your kids. I'm telling you, I have a 5-year-old, very mannerable. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Please. Thank you. Excuse me. She's been doing these things since she was 3 years old. If you sit down and you communicate with your children, you can prevent some of that problem behavior that became a problem. Start when they're younger. Then you won't have to worry about putting your hands on them for no reason. Because that's a connection that have made.
But see, here we go again. Everybody, see, you're doing like society is doing right now. You're doing the same thing society. When you say corporal punishment, automatically everybody's mind thinks to abusing a child. No, that is not what we're talking about. But see, every time the word corporal punishment comes up, especially in the school system, that's the first thing you want to say is what? No, they might abuse my child. But at the same time, your child is out there just tearing up stuff, doing graffiti on the stadium walls, you know, in the bathroom, smoking joints and carrying on, bullying people.
That goes with communicating.
But
if you're communicating with your children, then you know what they're doing.
But
they ain't doing nothing.
But soon as they go home, you want to take the Xbox from them.
Okay, well, if you're doing wrong, one mode of me to cure some of that behavior might be to take away some of the things that you use. You're a father.
You're right.
And your son is, what, 9?
He's 9.
So at this age, instead of putting your hands on him, how he likes to use the tablet, that might be a mode of fixing his behavior. You know what, son? Your mom told me you ain't been listening lately. And you decide to come over to my house, and this is what you enjoy doing at my house. So since you couldn't behave at your own when you come over, I might take away the tablet time that you normally have. What you say, it didn't stick in your mind. Little do you know, it probably did. That's something this child enjoys doing. If you're going to remember you were wrong, and that's why you're not being able to enjoy doing it. If it's age appropriate, it will affect them, you taking certain things that they enjoy doing. Activities, things that they have, it will affect them.
And I'm still busting that butt.
You got to train up a child in the way they should go. And as they grow older, they will not depart from it.
That's in the Bible, too. And the way that I understand that is when you start young training them, you start real young to where they already know, then you shouldn't even have these problems. Because it would say they won't depart from it.
See, nobody's saying you got to punish your child. I mean, put your hands on your child every day. That is not what we're saying. What we are saying is corporal punishment in school needs to be brought back. And because kids are just out of control. And they know, and you know why? Because they know parents like you and the other ones are steady talking about, well, we can do other alternative ways to correct them, and they still doing the same thing day in and day out. And that's what I'm talking about, y'all. You know? And I don't know what's really going on right here, because they just trying me. They trying me right now, y'all. They trying me. But we're going to continue to talk about this in a few minutes. I got to take a short break because my throat hurt. No, I'm just messing with you. But it's okay. I'll see you in 2 minutes. Going to get you some water. We got a lot more to come. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, y'all, I'm back, and welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and we have a heated conversation going on today. The topic is, should we allow corporal punishment back in our school system? And if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can hit me in my chat room, and we can chat there also. Now, I'm telling you, we had a conversation going on, and they've been double-teaming me up in the studio today, y'all, and that's real funny. Never thought I'd be double-teamed in my own studio, but you know what? That's all right, because it always takes a different point of view to understand what's going on. And once again, these new generation parents are missing the point when it comes to punishing your kids. You know, yes, there is a thin line, but punishing your kid is not abusing your kid. So it can happen in our public school system, in our school system, period. And we wouldn't have so much drama and bullying and all that going on. Why do you think we got bullying going on now? Because there's nobody in the school system to correct it. Hey, what the mom that went and they choked the little boy, I give her kudos, because at least somebody took some action. Now, if you just politely punishing, doing the right thing and punishing your kids, nobody's going to convict you in this United States of America. No one. Now, we're not talking about the David Sanduskys and all them nasty jokers like that. We're not talking about them. We're talking about regular human beings punished giving kids in school one or two swats, and that's it. That's it. We're talking about, you know, Ms. Shasta talking about going to the alternative this and alternative that, whatever. Look, I was put in the corner when I was a kid a couple of times. I'll tell you what I was doing. I was plotting my next move. Okay, so you take my Xbox from me. Oh, wow. You think I don't have something else I can do? Once again, take my Xbox. That gives my mind more free time to think of something else to do. Corporal punishment belongs in the school system. I don't care what is being said, talking about not putting your hands, because we're not talking about everybody being abused. We're not talking about that. You know, redirecting children to a more suitable activity. What suitable activity are you going to redirect them to after they done shot up the school? The only suitable activity then is to take their ass and put them in a dang-gone chair and turn the electricity on. That's what you should redirect them. And it's your fault because all of a sudden you didn't want to do the punishment to prohibit this from going on. Now, we know punishment is not going to help everybody. We know this. But the majority, you would see a change because the discipline is there. And they know the discipline is there. We need to get off this timeout mess. We do. Timeout ain't doing nothing. It's not. Kids talk to themselves. Kids laugh with themselves during timeout. They play with their imaginary friends. You know, you got a 16-year-old. Yeah, tell that 16-year-old go stand in the corner and timeout. Really? Oh, well, you can't go out with Joy tonight. No problem. Me and Joy be together during the day. See what I'm saying? But all these alternative things, if you're going to handle the situation right then, right there, in the school, SWAT, go to in-school suspension, it's over with. But you have reinforced the fact that they did something wrong, and they understand they did something wrong. I'm just saying, that's my point on it. Now, Ms. Shasta stepped out, so we got Ms. Sheila sitting here next to me, and I'm going to let her give her point of view, because it's not with mine, y'all. I'm going to tell you, so we're going to argue some more. But we're going to let her go on and say what's her piece on it.
Well, for all you parents out there, I have two girls, and I had a hard time. But with my girls, what I did as far as disciplining them, I sat down with them. I gave them a little spank on the hand and told them, don't do this. Because if you get out there and get in trouble and you get picked up, that's on you. I'm not going to sit back and tell you it's going to be all okay and pet you and all that. But some of you parents, what y'all do out there, when your kids get in trouble, all you want to do is just run to them and pet them I said, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Mom and daddy's there. You don't do that to your kids. You sit down and you ask them, what's the problem? Why did you do this? Why did you steal when you come home and ask me for the money? And if you don't have the money, just say, look, if I don't have the money, ask your father. And if he don't got the money, go out and try to find a job. That's what jobs are all about. Don't sit back and tell your child, oh, everything's going to be okay. Oh, la-di-da-di-da. It's not. Because prayer, guys, go back into the schools, you know, because prayer was in the schools, but they took it out. And from my point of view, the corporal punishment, yeah, you can have that too, but it depends on how you punish your child. They get in trouble in school, and they come home, all you're going to want to do is hit them with a belt. And if you get caught hitting them with a belt, then you're going to get in trouble with the law. So your parents out there need to think about what you're doing before you act, before you think, before you speak. And before you speak, you got to say, look, I'm sorry, or apologize, or whatever it takes. But don't let them run over you, because that's what kids do today. They get what they want, and they run over their parents. If my child tried to run over me, but I told him, you're going to run over me. I had you. You didn't have me. So, but y'all need to understand who's the boss. Who brought you here? I tell them, I was the ship that brought you here. Because my mom and dad was tough on me. I got whooped with paddles. I got whooped with switches. And I got whooped with buckle belts. And them kind of things, them things hurt. But you will learn right from wrong. I guarantee you that. And I promise you, you will learn right from wrong.
That's right. See, that's my point exactly. And, you know, okay, maybe it was a little extreme, you know, with the belt buckles, but I got hit with one myself, so I know what she's talking about. But the point is, we have to do something with these schools now. Because the kids have no fear of doing anything wrong in school. None. So, yes, we need to bring corporal punishment back. And I mean, besides Miss Shasta, Miss Shit, I don't see nobody else disagreeing with me. So I'm taking y'all agreeing with me too. But we need to bring that back because kids are out of control. You know they're out of control. Anytime we hear, now for the old school individuals out there, every time we hear something going on wrong inside these schools, for what's the first thing we say? That wouldn't have happened back when I was in school. And you're right. We didn't have to have metal detectors in the schools. You know, we didn't have to have security guards running around the school. Because the principals and the teachers handled it. If you got in trouble, you already knew. If you had to go and see the principal or the vice principal, it was hot and popping. It really was. Because you knew some SWATs were coming. But not today. Shoot, these schools, you're barely going to get an education when you're going. So you're not getting taught anything, and you're definitely not getting disciplined. So what are you going to? What are they going to school for? What are we voting for? Then they come home and do the same thing with you because you're scared of touching them. They're gonna call the people on you because you're abusing them. You know what? Before you do it, tell them you're gonna call the people your dang on self. Hand them the phone, and while they're talking to them, beat them. That's right. Because I really do believe you spare the rod, you're going to spoil that child. And that spoiled child's going to come back and get you later. See, don't y'all understand? Be calling you by your first name. You mom and daddy. No, but they calling you Rhonda and Joe. Because you do putting them in time out. You let them do what the heck they want to. Are you kidding me? This is my point of view. Now, I got to say it. This is my point of view. And like Sasha said, there are some things that, you know, alternative things you can use. However, I feel, personally, you can use them. They are good. But you cannot stop punishing that kid, spanking that child. And yes, there is a thin line between punishing and abusing. Let's get that straight. There is. But anytime you touch your child, you spank your child, you are not abusing that child. No matter what these so-called experts say. Like I mentioned before, 9 out of 10 of them don't have kids any freaking way. So how they know what's punishing your kids is about? And if they do, they don't take care of their own kids. They got nannies and all that to take care of them. Yes, bring corporal punishment back to our school system. Yes, we need it. We need it to get out. And here's the thing. Now, if you're going to go for you parents that you know, just y'all just cannot touch your child no matter what. If that's the case, then do not give that school permission to punish your child. And I'm going to tell you why. Because now you're confusing the heck out of the child. If you're not doing it at home, but the child is going to school to do it, yeah, the child may drop out. It's easier being at home than at school because he can punish at school. But in the same circle, that may be what it takes to wake the kid up and get the kid back on the right track. I'm saying, and for you parents that are talking about you had let your kids lock your doors in your house, into their room, that's your house. Why you got locked doors in your house? A kid telling me you can't come in my room. Are you crazy? This is my house. And if they don't get the message, you know what you do? Take the door off the hinge. Now they can't lock the door. You know, and this is where we lose a lot of our kids. Well, you know, they're at the age now where they need privacy. No, you know when they get their privacy? When they move in their own damn house. That's when they get their privacy. But as long as they're living under the roof with you, no, there is no privacy. Just something to think about. And see, y'all just be slipping sometimes. Some of you new parents be slipping. You know, you think us older individuals, we just talking out the side of our neck. We don't know what's talking. We've been there, done that already. You know, you think we haven't tried some of these newfangled punishment modes? Huh? You don't think we have tried that? You know, it was like back in the days with the slaves, you know. When something worked and they knew it worked, they passed it along. See what I'm saying? And then from that generation, it passed along to the next generation. And then the next generation. But once again, somewhere between generations, there was a disconnect because we became intelligent. Now, I'm just going to say it. We became intelligent. Let us tell it. And now look what we got going on. Look what we got going on. Yeah, back in the slavery days, whipping was not a good thing to get from the white man, the master. Okay? But as it went on, it worked. It worked for us, y'all. It worked. We didn't turn out to be bad people, the majority of us. But we can remember those lessons we got from that punishment. But yet, again, we became educated and worldly, and now we can't touch our kids. We don't want nobody else touching our kids or saying anything else to our kids. Hey, half the teachers and principals in the schools can't even say nothing to the kids. Why is that? Because you got these backers behind the parents talking about that we can do something else. I think that corporal punishment should be brought back in schools as well, and then you know that they will get a better education because they won't have so many disruptions in class. And that's what one of my listeners put in my chat room. And I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, teachers got to stop teaching our students because your kid don't want to do right. But what are they going to do? Send them outside, take them outside and send them in the hallway. So now, not only has he disrupted class, he outside not getting the education. thinking of something else he can do. When he should be marched down to the principal office or the vice principal, get those two or three SWAT and brought back in the classroom. Heck, let's even go further. Let's have, you know what? Since we're building all the schools and all these great things, we should have a special room for parents and their kids. Right? So when the kids act up, the parent and the kid go in that room, soundproof walls, and close the door. And then what happens, happens. Then once they emerge, then it's good. I mean, if we're looking for ways to get around it, that's a way to get around it. Or better yet, have one of the portable buildings across the street. No, so it's not on school ground. Go over there and handle your business and come on back. Huh? Hey, mamas, I'm going to tell you, mothers don't play with their kids. I don't care where they are. Because they find that bathroom, and they don't care who in there with them. They find that bathroom and handle that business. Y'all know I'm right. So, why are we having so much problem getting these things back in our school system? You're voting for metal detectors and x-ray machines and all that, and you know I'm not stopping nothing from coming into school. Now? Huh? Do I hear you? What you saying? I can't hear you. I don't hear nothing. Yeah, exactly. You know, what is really going on? Why? You got anything to say on that, Miss Sheila?
I have no comment.
No comment? How you got no comment?
No, I agree with all of the corporal punishment. It should be brought back into schools. I mean, really, it should. Because the parents ain't disciplining their kids. Because it's got to be brought back in some way, somehow. Just like prayer got to be brought back into the school. You know, I mean, because there's so much disruption into these classes, these students, I mean, they're just acting out. And these teachers, they don't know what to do with them. Except write them up, throw the pen on them. And they'll write you up and send you to the principal's office. Then they'll take it from there. But you parents need to listen with your ears. Not your eyes, but your ears. Listen what's going on with your kids. Take the time out to sit down with them. Do things with them. Project. But if they get out of hand, then take the activities away. Tell them you can't have nothing. You can't go to a basketball game. You can't go to a football game. You can't go to a soccer game or anything like that. You got to put your foot down on them. Don't let them put their foot down on you. I'm a parent myself. I have a 20-year-old and a 23-year-old almost. And they know right from wrong. All I got to do is look at them crazy. And then they get somewhere.
Did you spank them growing up?
I put the switch on them.
And so y'all heard that, right? The switch.
You got to switch.
See, and that's the thing. We're not talking about using a switch, a broom, a belt. We just are a paddle. We're not talking about 10 SWATs or 11, 15 SWATs. We're talking about two or three SWATs. That's all we're talking about. But yet, we are so educated and arrogant. You know, we move past that now. We don't need that. If you really believe that, you crazy as hell. You are. Because that is something that is needed, will always be needed. Some type of punishment in our school system. And if you go to one of those schools that's a really popular school, if you understand what I'm saying, you know, that's just very good in athletics and nothing else, yes, you need that. Because you have no control over it. You don't. But yet, we are the educated ones, and we have no need to put our hands on our children any longer. You know, we'll just ground them, remove their privileges, utilize timeouts for short periods of time. And then what? So what have you, and then, now, think about it. This child did something in the grocery store. Before you get home, it's like 3 or 4 hours before you get there. Now, depending on what's going on, you done forgot, the child has forgotten, and it's over with, right? But if you handle business right there on the spot, then the message has been sent, the reinforcement has been done, and we can move on. I mean, that's, didn't that sound simple? You know, for my listeners that always pays, you know, listening to me on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying. What you do now, we'll come back and see you later. Now, think about it for those that are listening to me every day. You'll think about it and realize what you do now, we'll come back and visit you later. And that's not just sometimes, that's every time. Every time. I'm just putting it out there to you. So in other words, you go ahead and keep putting that child in time out. Go ahead and keep talking about taking stuff away from them. Go ahead. So when the police car pull up front of your house, you know, with that child sitting in the back, just remember what you did now. And that later is when that police car pull up in front of your house with that child in the back. Because it done went full circle then. I'm not saying every child that doesn't, you know, get spanked or what have you will turn out bad. But I'm sure there's a whole lot of them that do. I know. And it's just one of those things that, you know, we don't think about on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Now, you're listening to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson. Our topic today is, should corporal punishment be allowed back into a public school system? If you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join me in the chat room. Now, Miss Shasta, you know, she had an interesting outlook on things. She really did. You know, and she is a parent, and basically she's a new age parent. So the things that she's saying, that's all she knows. Okay? Now, from some of us that have been around a moment, we know we can incorporate all of the above. No, because when you think, we start talking about corporal punishment, people are thinking you can beat your child every day. No. No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is there are times when that child needs to have the rod. They need it. Yes, it's going to hurt right then. And no, it's not going to be a no pleasure at all to nobody. But later on down the line, they will thank you for it. Oh, will they thank you for it? Because it will help structure their lives. It would help teach them right from wrong. It would help you from stress and having to go down to the jailhouse every 10 days. You see what I'm saying? But you see, these are the things that experts are not going to tell you, because when they do their so-called studies, they take the harshest conditions they can find as far as corporal punishment and use them. So because of the way they format or set the parameters of the study, you're going to have adverse conditions. And that is what they use to come up with these great, great alternative punishments. Now, if it was done correctly, do a year study on one school that just uses regular corporal punishment, and a school that doesn't. And let's compare the two schools as far as student behavior, school accomplishments. And I'm sure the one that is using corporal punishment is doing a whole lot better than the one that's not. You know what? I'm going to look that up. And some of y'all are going to look that up, too, because that is something that will be interesting to find out about. Real interesting. Because something is wrong in that milk. You know, and this is just some of the things that we need to get on top of, people. And I'm talking to everybody. Everybody. From the young to the old. You know, you young mothers out there that got them boys. Don't be scared of them boys. You brought them into this world. See, and that's another thing. You have to show them. You brought them in, and you don't mind taking their behinds out. See, because kids today have the wrong idea about who's the boss. They have the wrong idea. See, mine, I don't have to worry about that. Mine 9 years old, but he already know. I done told him 2 or 3 times. I brought you here. I will get rid of you.
Corporal punishment, look at all that.
You know, so I'm just giving some advice on my theory. Now, see, I have to clarify this all the time. This is my theories. This is what I believe. So don't just go by what I'm telling you. Go out there and research it. Find out what's going on in your community, in your schools. Find out what schools in your neighborhood, if any, have corporal punishment. Now go talk to the principals. See what they think about it. Yeah, I know many of them probably tell you, yeah, the state or the county or so-and-so got my hands tied. Well, then, if that's the case, maybe you can start something to help untie those hands, you know, so we can get corporal punishment and some discipline back in our schools where our children are once again learning the things they need to learn besides this TAS and STAR and whatever these crazy tests are. I know I'm probably talking to myself on this, but I'm just saying it's just that is the way it has to be. Ever since they took it out, our schools have been gone to hell. Our young people, they're gone. You know, but yet we still sit there and do the same old thing. Go to timeout. Go to in-school suspension. Okay, so now you took them out of one classroom to put them in somewhere else with a bunch of the rest of the children that ain't behaving. How smart is that? And you actually expect them to sit there and do their work, right? And you know the bad part about it? Half the time the teacher's not paying attention to them then either. You know, in-school suspensions are like a vacation inside. There's really no punishment. You just go from one classroom to the other. We need to bring back corporal punishment in our schools. Well, I'm sorry. I said corporal punishment is too harsh of a word. We need to bring back paddling back into our schools. We do. If we want to get a grip on what's going on in our schools again, that's what we need to do. Okay. Here's an idea. It may be a little extreme, but here's an idea. As soon as they clear the metal detectors in the morning, one SWAT for everybody coming through. Oh, you know, what? Why are you going to do that? Why I'm going to do that? That's because that's a warning what's going to happen if you really get in trouble. Hey, something has to be done. You know, they not thinking about no in-school suspension. They thinking about their butt certain. Now, I think I better do what I need to do because I don't want to feel that anymore. You know? And that's all I'm asking about, bringing squats back into the school. More control. It's not going to hurt these students. Heck, it's not going to hurt you as a parent. If anything, it's going to help you as a parent. But y'all just don't, y'all just too civilized and educated to believe that now. That's a bad thing to say. That's a bad thing to say. Now, let's be real now. I'm not saying don't communicate with your child because that is always important in any household. You know, any household. Communicate with your child. Now, as far as the reasoning part, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of reasoning with a child because I am the adult. And you are the adult. So why are you reasoning with a child? And some of you out there, y'all do it. Y'all reason with a six-year-old. Why are you doing that? Not just taking away all your little power. Stop doing it. Communicating and reasoning are two separate things, people. In case you didn't know. And, you know, y'all give these kids these other, now see, I'm talking about this alternative methods now. I'm going to show you why some of this stuff is just not going to work. You know, you give them additional chores. You give them additional, that's fine. They go out there and half do it. So what you do? Make them do it again. They half do it again. Okay. Now you take the Xbox away from them. You give them some more chores. They screw that up. So how long are you going to go through this cycle before you decide something else has to be done? Eh? I'm listening. And here's my thought on it. If you get that butt the first time good, you ain't got to worry about the rest of it. Because the thought is already in their head. If I don't do this, mama going to tear my butt up. Hey, I'm almost 50 years old, and believe me, there's some things I would not do around my parents today. From the fear of getting the smack knocked out of me. And half your kids now, at 13, 14, they don't have no fear like that. They say anything they want to around you, talk to you any kind of way, that their friends disrespect you. And all you can say is, well, that's teenagers today. That's hogwash. That's hogwash. Yes, we need to bring paddling back to our schools. I can tell you, I'm not going to say corporal punishment, because anytime you say corporal punishment, everybody gets up in an uproar. So I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say paddling. But regardless of what you call it, what you name it, whatever you want to say about it, it needs to be back in our schools. It really does. And if anybody keep telling you different, look at their children if they got kids. And see how their kids act. That's right. And we're not talking about abusing any kids. We're not talking about abusing any kids. Okay? That's not what corporal punishment or paddling is about. Hey, if you're worried about it, then volunteer at the school. And you volunteer to be in there every time a kid get a squat. So you can make sure that nobody's being abused. If you are just that worried about it. But stop using all kind of crazy behind excuses, because you're just hurting our kids. You're not helping them. You may think you are, but you're not. And then once again, everything would be back. I ain't going to say back to normal, but we wouldn't have the problems we have with our teenagers now. Of course, y'all saying, well, you know, every generation, the kids do something different that the older individuals don't like, and we think it's wrong, and But some kind of way, what the older, that older generation told you actually came out to be true once you sat down and thought about it. You know, certain things are passed from generation to generation for a reason. You know, it's when we think we're too smart for what has been happening, and we need to change it. Or, as some of y'all put it, improve the way our children are disciplined. Of course, that's because some of us went to college and came back with a bachelor's degree or master's degree, and we thought, we found that this really works instead of the physical punishment. And your kids are the ones running there robbing the neighbor's house every day while you at work advocating no punishment for kids. I'm just saying. You know, let's look at this problem we have with our children, with our schools, with the respect or the disrespect that our kids are showing. Because it's getting too late in the game. It really is. We need to bring corporal punishment back. I'm sorry, paddling back. No discipline back into our schools. It's not going to hurt anything. They done took everything else out. So why we can't put something else back in? You know, if people fought as much to get things put back into the schools as they do to take things out, we wouldn't have any problems. You know? We wouldn't have any problems. But it is what it is. Just a little bit more to think about, right? Y'all know me. I always try to give you something to think about. Good, because I think about it. So I know if I'm thinking about it, somebody else is thinking about it. You know? And it's just one of those things that is just out there. You younger parents, and, you know, y'all think about that. You know, think about when you were kids, what happened to you when you did something wrong? You know, hey, y'all got it good. I remember getting the fire slapped out of me. That wasn't no child abuse. That was your mama handling her business. No, now you can't even pinch a kid. You done abused them. That's what's wrong with them right now. That is what's wrong with them. But yet, don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You know, y'all okay. We just going to send them over there to a timeout, okay, for about 15 minutes. Hell, a child's dang on attention span at a young age is not more than two. But you're going to make them stand in the corner at 15. Huh? I'm just saying, y'all. I am just saying. Now, you know, I'm going to sum up this real easy and real fast, because I think I've said just about all I can say on the subject. You know, just let's look at this, getting this corporal punishment back in schools, because that is something that we do need. Very badly. Very, very, very badly. Okay? Now, yeah, you're going to have a discussion with other people you know, your friends, your family. See what they think about it. And you find out, you have some real interesting conversations on it. You really would. But then again, maybe not. Maybe not. Now, With that being said, we're going to go ahead and finish. I thank y'all for listening to the show today, you know, because I enjoy bringing it to you on a daily basis. I am your host, Eric Jackson. Now, tomorrow, I think we have another great show planned for you. And our topic is going to be love or in love. Or are they the same thing? Yeah. And so I'm looking for another great conversation. Because you know what? It's going to be hot and popping once again here on Let's Talk. Well, that's it for today, y'all. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. And I appreciate you listening to me. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same place, same time. I'm out of here.